Cedarburg Cultural Center in Cedarburg. Tom is our first reader.
Okay, this is in it's in the same area, isn't it, as the McQuan and some of the other ones that are on the list, so it's one of the competitors maybe for an audience. They've been there for about 30 years. They have a performance space, music, comedy, educational, exhibits of artistic and historical interests. They say they have classes for children and adults, business meetings, and wedding receptions. Let's see, they've got, in their statistics, they show that they serve adults of 7,100 approximately. The artists involved are 1,800, and I'm just wondering whether or not that's inaccurate. It seems for the number of artists involved that there'd be a higher ratio, but maybe that's accurate. I don't know the geographic area or the...
I think it's visual artists.
It's visual?
Yeah, so it's not all performance-based.
Okay. So they have youth and adult art education classes. There is a camp. Is it Klein? Youth Pioneer Camp competition? I don't know what that is. An artist in residence program. Festivals of Cedarburg has artistic booths, art exhibits. A family concert series, which is 7 concerts a year. A stage series of 6 per year. An open mic, which must be for the local talent. They have 11 of those a year. They talk about some children's history tours, architectural tours, things like that. They have an administrative staff of 3 full-time and 5 part-time people and a board of 13 directors. They say they have loyal members and benefactors, that they're not carrying any debts, and they own the buildings that they occupy. They've been in the community for 34 years, and they've talked about establishing new programming that attacks a variety of demographics and funding opportunities. They're partners with the Cedarburg Artists Guild, and again, this Klein Air event. They've worked hand-in-hand with the Chamber of Commerce, Tourism, Landmark Preservation Society, and they've got this new space, which I believe is a gallery. I stand to be correct, but I think that's what I recall and what my notes say. They say they're the only venue that offers ongoing classes, programming, and performance in their community. And again, they say, the staff has worked with the Cedarburg Tourism Promotion and Public Art Committee. Like many advocates, it'd be nice if they could just put, here's how we partnered with them for this event, but some of that information is missing. They've replaced the chairs in their space so that they could do better seating for people, and they've been training the staff. This is great. All the staff have been trained in marketing and how to promote the event, and when they meet someone on the street, or they're dealing with them at the box office or the ticket office, how to do things. They say their staff works together. They employ surveys, keeping careful account of income and attendance, and they said they did a deeper analysis for booking events for the next season. This helped us book a record-breaking season for the center. Looks like in the last year they had about a $55,000 loss. In 2017, $130,000 net loss. In the prior year that, it was about $100,000 loss. There was an explanation about some of the red flags in the financial, and it didn't really address to me about the... I misread it. I might not say didn't address what about the deficits, and they did get some grants, and their operating net would have been much worse without the grants that they got.
I think they said that contributions were down,
okay,
and that the commercial rentals were down, is I think what they noted.
They do collect membership fees, and in 2017, according to the 990, there was $46,000. Their program revenue for that year was $334,000. Government grants, did I read this, of $403,000? And it's for a total revenue of $802,000 in expenses that year of $640,000. They have a 22-page annual plan that is part of their organizational plan, and they in their marketing plan, I noted that it was 3 pages which showed the event categories and the intended media options, I think, and who is going to be responsible for that. Let's get to that page. Yeah, which kind of showed, you know, we're doing posters, we're doing mailings, handouts, things like that, according to the category of the programs that they were offering. And, let's see, I had thought again a little bit more, a sentence describing each of the named events would be good. The partnerships, I thought, looked good, especially in regard to the day-to-day management of the museum, which I recall that they turned that over to someone else, so that wasn't their responsibility. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, I thought the training staff and volunteers on promotion of the center was good. They had basic evaluative techniques. Especially I liked the after-event wrap-up sessions while impressions with the staff and people are fresh. And I think thought the artist collaborations looked good, especially when they're competing for funding in that region.
I thought, excuse me, I thought they were exemplary in, the grant was well laid out, I understood what they were doing, and it's a lot of different things, I understood who their audience was, they've got great community partnerships, I did note that the revenues are not keeping up with expenses, they're not carrying debt, but they are drawing down on their assets. So I'm not sure what the long-term plan on that is. I thought it was great that they recognized that the museum, running the museum, was a drain, and they handed that off. The marketing plan seemed fairly detailed, although it'd be nice to have some goals. Loved that they trained all of their staff on marketing. I think they were fairly exemplary, and some of the other multi-purpose organizations could learn something from these folks.
Other comments?
I didn't see a whole lot of information about it, exactly who, what did they present. It seems like really a great visual art operation,
mm-hmm.
but programming, Pat McCurdy is a Milwaukee local, I think, and I don't know about this Yipes band, Swing Lounge fundraiser involved a staff member or a husband, I believe, maybe. I don't know if it really qualifies as a presenting organization.
I do agree they didn't provide, and I made this note, not enough information on the actual programs, presented programs. Would like to assess the quality of artists and diversity. Like, we didn't really get that information.
Right. And I had the same note, too, about describing the events and who was involved.
Do you feel that this would be better under multidisciplinary as an organization?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. As would Mabel Tainter, maybe. I didn't know that there was that, so I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Their board is really very young, and they would probably benefit from growing some experience at the board level.
They do have a nice breadth of people with representing different backgrounds.
Good connections throughout the community.
News, healthcare, technology. I mean, they're all over the place. So I love the mix on the board.
Yep.
Other thoughts about this organization?
I would just echo that again, it was just kind of like the visual art seemed strong, the museum focus seemed strong, the what events you put on that aren't fundraisers was the stuff that was lacking for me.
Do you feel that you have enough information to review or judge this particular application in terms of presenting?
And they had the first Fridays, they included that list. And there were a number of, it's like seven events on their first Fridays. Grateful Dead Tribute Band, Rock Comfort Shag, Alex Wilson Trio, So they've got swing, blues, rock and roll, jazz.
Are these local groups?
Those are pretty local, or maybe Chicago. Alex Wilson, I think.
Which, but that's still, they're still performing artists. They're still, I think they could be from Main Street and Cedarburg and probably still count.
We actually say presenting is that which you bring in from outside of your community and as a mix. So I think four has been the sort of understood in the field. You need to do four pieces outside.
So they don't. So this is the lack of information. They don't say where they're from.
Okay. All right. We'll work with them to recategorize. If you feel that you have enough information, then please go ahead and do your comments, and they chose which category they came in under. So
okay,
there we go. All right.